He could sense Han casting around for a way to ask the next question, decided to save him the trouble.
"She wants to kill me," he told the other.
"Any idea why?"
Luke opened his mouth, and to his own surprise, closed it again. There wasn't any particular reason not to tell Han what he knew about Mara's past. Certainly no reason he could think of. And yet somehow, he felt a strangely compelling reluctance to do so.
"It's something personal," he said at last.
Han threw him an odd look.
"Something personal? How personal can a death mark get?"
"It's not a death mark," Luke insisted. "It's something, well, personal."
Han gazed at him a moment longer, then turned back to his piloting.
"Oh,"
he said. The Falcon had cleared the atmosphere now and was gunning for deep space. From this high up, Luke decided, the forest looked rather pleasant.
"You know, I never did find out what planet this was," he commented.
"It's called Merkur,"
Han told him.
"And I just found out this morning. I think Card must have already decided to abandon the place even before the battle. He had real tight security around it when Lando and I first got here."
A few minutes later, a light flashed on the control board. The Falcon was far enough out of Merkur's gravity well for the hyperdrive to function.
"Good,"
Han nodded at it.
"Course is already programmed in. Let's get out of here."
He wrapped his hand around the central levers and pulled. And with a burst of star lines, they were off.
"Where are we going?"
Luke asked as the star lines faded into the familiar mottled sky.
"Coruscant?"
"A little side trip first," Han said. "I want to swing by the Sluis Van shipyards. See if we can get Lando and your X-Wing fixed up."
Luke threw him a sideways glance.
"And maybe find a star cruiser to borrow for Card?"
"Maybe,"
Han said a little defensively.
"I mean, Akbar's got a bunch of stripped-down warships ferrying stuff to the Sluis sector already. No reason why we can't borrow one of them for a couple of days, is there?"
"Probably not," Luke conceded with a sigh. Suddenly, it felt really good to just sit back and do nothing. "I suppose Coruscant can do without us for a few more days."
"I hope so,"
Han said, his voice abruptly grim.
"But something's about to happen back there, if it hasn't happened already."
And his sense was as grim as his words.
"Maybe we shouldn't bother with Sluis Van then,"
Luke suggested, feeling a sympathetic shiver.
"Lando's hurting, but he's not in any danger."
Han shook his head.
"No, I want to get him taken care of. And you, buddy, need some downtime too,"
he added, glancing at Luke.
"I just wanted you to know that when we hit Coruscant, we're gonna hit it running. So enjoy Sluis Van while you can. It'll probably be the last peace and quiet you'll get for a while."